Well, we can stare at our server logs all day, or we can start recording. So the doctor wants me to write in a journal questions or issues that I'd like to talk about. A bit of homework, so to speak. I can think of one issue, of course, that always comes to mind, and that's the issue of coping with my mom's illness. Yesterday I was reading a booklet, a pamphlet of information from the Hydrocephalus Association. And the pamphlet described the illness and its treatment. Although shunt surgery is a relatively simple neurosurgical procedure, the decision to undergo the insertion of a shunt should not be taken lightly. The treatment. And I read it with some hope, some carries greater risk compared to the treatment of children with type sense of optimism about what can occur. This operation should be undertaken. Yet there was one the degree of disability, particular progression of the disorder. Section of the pamphlet that was disturbing, and that was the part that said that, they can become obstructive. There can be complications after surgery, complications that could lead to stroke in up to 10% of all patients.
It is not possible to predict which patients will have a shunt obstruction, nor when the obstruction will occur. A shunt obstruction is usually super
Oh man, how can I put my mom through this? So apparently Reuters reported that BitTorrent, the file-sharing program, or the file-sharing network, because it's not really one program, is it? It's a network of people connected throughout the world using this one type of protocol called BitTorrent. And you can use various clients. You can use the original BitTorrent client on Windows or Mac or even on Linux now. Or you can use... there's one called BitTornado, and over on the Mac side, again, there's Azurius. Well, apparently Reuters is saying that this program, this network, is now taking up 35% of internet bandwidth, internet traffic. 35%. Of course, this number is under dispute, and as a matter of fact, the Reuters article was taken down from Reuters' website. That's the difficult part to deal with. 10% seems like a very high number to me. And I have to put myself now in my mom's mindset as to whether or not I want to have her go through this treatment. I have to now put myself in my mom's mindset.
and try to figure out what she would want to do. I have to figure out what course of action she would want to take. Would she want to go through this surgery? Or would she rather have this take its course? Some would call it its natural course. These are tough decisions. This is Something That Happened. Music in the background by Thievery Corporation. The song was called DC 3000. For more information about this webcast and audiocast and podcast, please visit somethingthathappened.com. Links to information mentioned in this broadcast are also available at the website.